Brazos County Commission meetings continue to have updates about how Brazos County volunteer firefighters are dealing with grass fires. Here's the latest from Brazos County's Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Jason Ware.
Got a little bit of decent news. We did get some rain down south, and our KBDI on the minimum side has dropped to 584. But don't get too excited. That's a very small tip of South Brazos County that received that rainfall. So the remaining parts of the county are still extremely dry. One of the issues that we've started noticing is that welding is becoming an issue, or grinding metal. So according to our burn ban and what was passed, you're required to have a spotter and the capabilities of putting out small fires. So keep that in mind when you're out welding. The fire departments have responded to 6 grass fires over the last 7 days. So activity is still there. We've gone into Madison County again since last Tuesday to assist them with a large fire up there. But we are still critically dry, and so just wanted to give you all that update. If y'all have any questions, I'll be here.
Okay.
Jason, I just wanted to say a thank you to all of our fire departments. I think y'all have done a wonderful job. I mean, I know we've had a bunch of incidences, but I don't think any of them have gotten horribly out of control. So, well done.
We've been, and we greatly appreciate that, Commissioner. We've been very fortunate. They were very fortunate last night on Dillashaw Tap between Dillashaw and Wilcox. They had a fire over there, and it actually burned up to a mobile home, and they did a very good job of stopping it. So kudos to the guys for a quick response and a quick extinguishment.
Following the update from Brazos County Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware, a question from Brazos County Commissioner Steve Aldrich.
Relative to the disaster declaration that we're now under, the drought disaster declaration, what can people expect to be able to use to benefit from that as far as the drought conditions? No, I mean, this is kind of off the subject, but I just was curious, since we were announced that we were included in the disaster declaration as one of the counties.
Correct. So right now, there is some funding that may come down from the state or the feds. And what the disaster declaration is just reemphasizing that, hey, we are dry and it is critical fire weather. And it puts us in a position to where if there is some funding that comes down for ranchers or farmers, then it may open up that possibility for us to be able to receive some of that funding in Brazos County.
Super. Thank you.
Uh-huh. An update about wildfires in Brazos County from the county's Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware at Tuesday's Brazos County Commission meeting. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.